This is Colorado Public Radio. I'm Ryan Warner.
Good evening from the Magnus Arena at the University of Denver in Denver, Colorado. I'm Jim Lara, the PBS.
We watched last night's presidential debate with some undecided Colorado voters, then asked if the debate helped them make up their minds. Our guests, Y. Livingston of Castle Rock. She owns a tea business and voted for Obama 4 years ago, but sees a lot of unfulfilled promises from this administration. Buddy Poppet of Denver also voted for Obama in 08, but is unaffiliated and has voted both for Republicans and Democrats. And Scott Helker of Golden is a longtime Republican who voted for McCain in 2008, but had real reservations about Mitt Romney until tonight.
This is a new Mitt Romney. For the first time, I watched all the Republican debates. This is the first time he embraced his own Romney care from Massachusetts that I can recall. So this is the guy that needed to move to the center at the convention and didn't. But this was the best performance I've seen him give the entire campaign season. It was really well done. I don't know if it'll get him elected, but it was well done.
You're closer to voting for Mitt Romney
tonight.
Before the debate, you talked to us about wanting smaller government, wanting to really hear the candidates talk about the debt. What did you hear there?
I heard two candidates that, at least in theory, want to lower the deficit. And I think they both had a solid plan. But, you know, that's the easy part. The hard part is actually doing anything. And I'm not sure I see on either side, either party, the commitment that their candidates have to this. You got to be able to cut someplace, and you got to figure out a way to increase revenues. But yeah, I see a lot of good potential. Just who's going to carry it out?
Buddy Poppet, undecided from Denver. You are registered as an unaffiliated. And are you any closer to deciding?
I have to say that I think Mitt definitely had a good performance tonight. My first reaction to that is you can't look at the performance. You have to look at the facts. So,
and what are the facts telling you as an undecided voter?
I think Mitt gained some ground a little bit this evening. It seemed like he did put a lot of emphasis on the middle class. He had a lot of really good points about creating jobs that I'd like to hear.
What's an example?
I liked, just in general, the philosophy of not necessarily taxing the rich to put money into the system, but to put people back to work to generate the revenue that's needed to bring us out of the recession. And I strongly believe in that philosophy. Personally, if I can get a better job that's paying $10,000 to $15,000 a year, I'll pay more taxes happily.
You like that emphasis?
Yes.
You have experienced a layoff yourself. You're a designer at an architecture firm that you have part ownership in. What surprised you? What stood out about this debate?
I think Governor Romney, he shot down Obama's attempt to invest in green energy. He really didn't seem to support the growth of that industry. Also, talking about energy, he talked about opening up all the government lands for drilling and other things. And again, it sort of goes against more of an environmentalist approach. You know, what does that mean? Is he about to go to Yellowstone and start drilling? What exactly does that mean? You know, I think I leave the debate very unsatisfied in the end. What is going to help the people, the hardworking people in America, to actually get off of unemployment? I can tell you, I don't know anybody that wants to stay on unemployment. What's going to get these hardworking people off of unemployment, back out in the streets, doing what they can do to help make our country better and stronger?
And you don't feel that you heard an answer to that tonight?
No, absolutely not.
Still undecided?
Still undecided.
Still undecided. Why Livingston? You own a tea business, and you live in Castle Rock. You were leaning towards Obama, and how do you feel after the debate as someone who is still undecided?
I feel weary. I don't feel very much different than I did when the debate started.
Weary. What was tiring?
Oh, these were like elongated versions of the sound bites that we've been hearing for months. I didn't hear new ideas. I heard maybe a little bit more elaboration on a couple of points, but just a lot of regurgitation of what we've been hearing for the past couple of months, only in a longer version.
Now, I'm surprised. Let me tell you why. You're a small business owner.
Yes.
Before the debate, you told us you want to hear a lot about small business.
I did.
And boy, if there was a refrain at the beginning of this debate, it was small
business.
Yeah, but
it's... But... Yeah, you're right. They talked about small business. What about it? I don't have any more data.
You didn't?
I don't know how anything they said is going to affect me and make my business stronger, bigger, or better. So just to use the words small business, I don't know any more than I did when I walked in this room. And if there's one thing I'll say, there were points during this debate that I really felt there should have been a third podium. That third podium should have been a fact checker. Because I kept volleying back and forth between the two of them, and I still don't know what the real answer is, particularly when they talked about the $5 trillion in tax cut, the $1 trillion expansion of the Bush-era tax credits, and $2 trillion for the military. And then Mitt would say, I didn't do that. I didn't say that. And then President Obama would say, well, he'd repeat it. And I'm sitting there going, what's the truth? And so there were several moments during the debate where I wish there was another podium where somebody would go, yeah, this is right.
That was Y. Livingston of Castle Rock. We also spoke with Buddy Poppet of Denver and Scott Helker of Golden. Our discussion of the debate with Colorado voters, you heard three there, there were six altogether, continues at 10 this morning and 7 tonight on Colorado Matters. Head over to CPR.org for all our election coverage, Colorado Votes. I'm Ryan Warner.